The Houston Astros are vying for a chance to win back-to-back World Series titles.
Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall, can only watch. A grand slam! Jackie Bradley Jr., a knockout punch here in the eighth.
Pitcher Roberto Osuna may have lost some Astros fans when he gave up that home run during Tuesday's close game. The Astros are currently down 3-1 against the Boston Red Sox in the American League Championship Series. But Osuna's place on the team has also been questioned for reasons unrelated to his pitching since he joined the Astros last August. In June, Major League Baseball suspended Osuna 75 games for violating the league's domestic violence policy. And while he was still suspended, the Astros picked him up in a trade from the Toronto Blue Jays. Then the Astros made another move. This week, they announced a partnership to address domestic violence in the Houston area. Whitney McIntosh is a reporter covering baseball for SB Nation. Thanks for being with us, Whitney.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
So there's not a lot of information public right now about the Osuna domestic violence charge. What do we know about it?
So what we do know is that he was arrested back in May, early May, in Canada for an assault on an unnamed female victim. And that case, then a police report was filed. But because it was in Canada, things are just a little different. Things are a little bit more under lock and key, whereas in the U.S. we would probably know some details. What we know, trial dates were pushed back throughout the summer while he was suspended. And eventually, just about over a month ago, the criminal case was wrapped up with a peace bond, which is about approximately the equivalent of a probationary, restraining order situation in the U.S. He has a year of probation. He's not allowed to speak to the victim. And essentially that was because the victim, who lives in Mexico, did not want to travel back to Canada to testify. So they had no reasonable expectation of conviction. So that's where we stand. The suspension has ended. And the details are just a little fuzzier because we don't have that police report to refer to or an actual criminal trial that, you know, went underway.
So let's talk a little bit about MLB's current domestic violence policy. Like, what is it? It's only been around for a couple of years, but it's led to some long-term suspensions, like in the case of Osuna.
Yes. So MLB's current domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy was implemented in 2015. There have been a handful of investigations and suspensions to this point, and Osuna was the third highest suspension. So it was a pretty significant suspension. It was the third or fourth one this year, actually. Most recently, Addison Russell of the Cubs was suspended 40 games for domestic abuse. So there have been players suspended before and after Osuna. He is not the first. But again, his situation is very specific because there was a trade that was involved. But MLB doesn't necessarily, similar to other sports in this, they do not necessarily wait until a criminal case has been completed. They do their own investigation. They speak to victims on their own time. They may not speak to a victim at all when they take their final decision into account. And overall, the process is a little bit, kind of like Osuna's case, it's a little bit non-transparent. We don't have a ton of information about why Osuna was 75 games, Addison Russell was 40, a handful of players have been in the 15 to 30 range in the past few years. We don't really know what MLB's investigation consists of. So it's a little tough, and it does make it, it does open them up to speculation quite a bit, especially in the Osuna case. You're saying he's the third highest, you know, number of games. He must have done something awful. But we don't know, and we have no way of telling, so it's a little tricky. And players suspended under the policy are, as we've seen, eligible to play in the postseason compared to players suspended for steroids or performance-enhancing drugs, which are not eligible to play in the postseason. So that's a little bit of a tricky line as well. So there's definitely some criticisms there, some issues of transparency as far as how their investigations go about. But it's been a few years, and, you know, I think on a case-by-case basis, it's worked on varying levels for them as they'd like it to.
The Astros decided to trade to get Osuna while he was still suspended. And I guess and when he was speaking to the New York Times earlier this week, the general manager said this, quote, "Did we take a risk? No question. Are there people that are still upset about it? No question. We'll do whatever we can at this point, supporting the relevant causes." And he went on to say that Osuna actually makes the team stronger. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think the way I've seen it, the Astros have been a little bit callous in this case. You know, this is not the first time that a team has traded for an alleged or confirmed domestic abuser in order to win a World Series. The Cubs did this with Aroldis Chapman, a star closer currently on the Yankees, a few years ago, and it did win them a World Series, and it worked, and fans kind of had to come to terms with whether that was worth it. With Osuna, the Astros have been a little bit more blatant about that's what we're doing. You know, he throws good pitches. He's going to win. He could win us a World Series.
Winnie, what's interesting about this story is that the Astros now have a domestic violence campaign. Tell us about that. What is that? Purely for the optics of having gotten Osuna? Is that a real serious campaign that they really have put a lot of energy behind? What is this campaign?
I think it can be both, but it does come across as significant PR spin. Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, did openly admit kind of, now that we've traded for Osuna, we want to make sure that domestic violence awareness is an important thing for the Astros Foundation, which has a $30 million endowment. So again, he kind of said the quiet part out loud. We traded for a domestic abuser. Now we'd like to do the work in the community that hopefully makes us feel better about that.
It feels like they're trying to have it both ways.
It does. The players have been saying, oh, he's a great clubhouse presence. You know, Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch, GM and manager of the team, have kind of been like, he's a great player. He can put that pass behind him. It's great. And now they're donating around $300,000 to local women's shelters in the Houston, Texas area in partnership with the Texas Council on Family Violence. So they have put the work in. They have cooperated, but it is a little bit having it both ways.
We will see. Whitney McIntosh is a reporter covering baseball for SB Nation. Whitney, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.